They are angry and they are hurt, but they have resorted to what they call peaceful means to protest. Thousands of Muslims assembled in the Oslo city center to demonstrate against the anti-Islam film recently produced and released in the United States. It was the Islamic Council of Norway that called for the demonstration, which was attended by Muslims of all schools of thought and the mayor of Oslo city, as well as the bishop of Oslo. The ambience resonated harmony and peace, yet the participants expressed detest for those who insult the Holy Prophet of Islam.
USA,
a great deal of blame goes to USA for all of this, because they have laws that allow this to happen, while at the same time they have laws that forbid any form of speech that could be taken as anti-Semitism. We want that USA and the world community make the laws that forbid desecration of all the religions.
With a disproportionately low media presence at a protest of thousands, virtually all the Norwegian media focused on a minor demonstration taking place simultaneously outside the US embassy. With a heavy presence of police, the protesters were blocked from reaching the embassy for safety concerns.
This demonstration has been discussed in the Norwegian media for days. These demonstrators are utterly against the United States and its allies for the hypocritical policies and the abuse of the so-called freedom of expression to insult the Holy Prophet of Islam.
But that's not the first time this is happening in America. We had the bishop before who did the same thing with Quran. He burned the Quran, and now we have this movie. They have not arrested this person either. So that's why we are reacting against America.
Another group also took to the streets, but with the purpose of educating the non-Muslims about the great personality of the Holy Prophet of Islam and about his family.
The Prophet and his family, peace be upon them all, taught us how to treat people in a good way. In this card, it's written a little bit about who the Prophet was, what he did to people, even though they were bad with him.
As an American, to wake up and hear about what caused the outrage was so, I was ashamed, and I know that so many Americans like myself embrace many different religion ethnicities. I think it's a beautiful expression and promotion of the Prophet Muhammad.
They may have different schools of thought, different opinions and ways to protest, but they say there is one personality that binds them all together, Prophet Muhammad. Rehan Nekvison, Press TV, Oslo.